Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The Open Ears Project is supported by Belmont. Have you imagined waking up to the elephants of the Okavango Delta or meandering past the Alps on the world's most romantic train? Imagine no more. Visit Belmont, BELMOND.com, and book your getaway today.
This is the Open Ears Project, and it's day 5.
I mean, tell me this doesn't make you want to jump out of your seat and dance. I'm like, I want to live like someone who is living in this peace all the time, who is perpetually joyful in adversity. I am Amina Tussaud. I'm an author and a host. I host a podcast called Call Your Girlfriend and, you know, just a lady around town. We're listening to the Juba Dance by Florence Price from her first symphony. I was 33 years old. It's quite recent. And I'd been sick for a really long time. I had a sense that I was getting a lot of bad news. So I said the word cancer before the doctor because doctors are very sensitive human beings. I am not that way. So I was like, yes, let's get on with it. Tell me what's wrong. And I just remember looking at my really, truly wonderful gynecologist and thinking like, wow, this is very hard for her. And I had my phone and my headphones. I had been listening to a classical playlist and it ended, and then this was the next thing that it served me. And I remember it was very joyful and it was very defiant and it felt really romantic to me in this like very big way. And it really just imprinted on my brain that day. It was like, this is the mood. This is the mood we are going for. Everybody else is borderline tears. They're whispering to you. They don't know what to tell you. Because I was very excited. I was like, oh my God, let me tell you. I have a thing that I know what it is. It's cancer. It's great. And people don't like to hear that. I was like, Juba Dance. It just became the background to illness for me. There was something really spiritual about it, and I am not a very spiritual person, so it is very strange to me that I heard that. I heard religion and comfort and resilience immediately, and I heard exactly what I needed to hear. I didn't know anything about the composer, Florence Price, and frankly, I didn't know anything about the Juba Dance, and I was shocked to find out that she was African-American and started reading up more about the Juba, which is a dance essentially that was brought over by enslaved people to America. People would perform to indicate like moments of joy and moments of resistance and resilience because there was so much they were not allowed to do. And even in the midst of really awful experiences, there can be something that brings you happiness and joy. And it is now part of the soundtrack of my life.
Amina Tussaud, cheerleading for Florence Price, a composer who I think deserves so much more recognition, and her Juba Dance from the Symphony No. 1. If you need to channel that spirit of jubilation and resilience that Amina described, you can hear the whole track in full coming up right now. And if you're enjoying what we're doing on the Open Ears Project, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and consider giving us a rating and a review. It really helps other people find us. All right, here she is, Miss Florence Price. I'll see you tomorrow.